Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Bleeding Green Nation, great website. Yeah. Brennelly Gowton, terrific in it. I don't think he agrees on the Kelly thing. I think he was a big Kelly guy. So let's get him on right now. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Angelo.
That's too harsh toward Kelly. He was a fine GM, wasn't he, Brandon?
I don't think so. All right. I don't think so.
All right, just checking. I want to run a few things by you. First of all, I don't know if you heard the Zach Ertz comment where he said this is the most talent he's seen in the time he's been here. Brandon, I'll go further. It's the best talent I've seen in 30 years, minimum. Is this the most talented team the Eagles have put on in recent memory?
I think offensively, you have to look at it and think that way. I mean, I think the addition of DeSean Jackson alone, just being out there at spring practices through the past couple of months here and watching DeSean and how much of a difference he makes in Angelo. Just yesterday, I mean, I saw DeSean Jackson run down the field 50 yards, 60 yards, and Carson Wentz just hit him in stride. And I thought to myself, is Carson Wentz the best quarterback that DeSean Jackson has ever played with? And I think there's serious debate about that.
Oh, no, there isn't. He is. Who are you going to pick? Fitzgerald from last year? No, he is the best. And here's the thing. Carson never had a target like that deep. Right, Brandon? Nothing close.
No, I mean, you're looking at Torrey Smith. You know, the Eagles had Mike Wallace last year, barely even played. This is a big deal. And it's not just about DeSean in terms of, you know, Carson being able to throw to him. But it's all about, you know, what opens up because of that. Now DeSean's going deep. Okay, now Zach Ertz is open over the middle. Or Dallas Goedert's there. Or Alshon Jeffrey is there. Or Nelson Aguilar is there. I mean, there's just so many passing options in this offense.
No, I'm going to tell you. Tight end, best tandem in football. No doubt about it. But here's what I'm most excited about, because Wentz has struggled. Last year he struggled in the red zone, right? But you got Jeffrey, who's great in the red zone. You got the two tight ends who are great in the red zone. You got the new kid, J.J. J.J. Whiteside. There's some other name in there, too. I don't like the 3 days. It's too confusing to me. But you got, and he's a big guy, too, Brandon. They got serious weapons. Red zone weapons now, don't they?
They really do. I mean, they're huge. You know, the guys you just listed, those guys are like 6'3 and above. They're big. They're physical. I just saw Carson Wentz yesterday looking really sharp in the red zone. He hit Wendell Smallwood on a wheel route, just like, perfect accuracy. He found Zach Ertz in the back of the end zone at one point. I mean, he's looking sharp down there. And like you said, Angelo, those guys they're big guys. And really, you know, that's what you want to see. You want to see Carson Wentz throw it up and let those guys make a play on the ball. Didn't do as much of that last year. That's something you're hoping you can see more of this year.
All right, Brandon, before I get to some of these bets that people are pondering here and your expertise on them, you clearly have some reservations on defense. What are your concerns there?
I think we need to see how good this defensive line is still, because as much talent as they have there, you know, Brandon Graham, I still believe in him, really good. You know, he's coming off a down year for him, so he needs to bounce back. Vinnie Curry, you know, he was playing hurt in Tampa Bay last year. He needs to bounce back. When we had a couple of sacks last year. Derek Burnett hasn't practiced in the spring at all. The Eagles are counting on him in a big way to make that leap in year three. So I need to see that. There's just a lot to prove still with this defensive line. And you lost Chris Long and Michael Bennett. And those guys were really important to this pass rush last year. So you're losing those guys, and you're not necessarily replacing them with surefire options. So that's kind of – I just want to see how that unit is going to be.
All right, but I do have more push in the interior line, right? All right, and here's the other thing, Barnett. I believe he's a star in the making, Brandon. I really think he's got it. What they're still holding him out. They're still concerned about his health. What's his status?
So Doug Peterson said he's optimistic that Derek Barnett should be ready for training camp. So that's the good news. But he's still coming off of that shoulder injury he had last year. And I'm with you, Angelo, in the sense that I'm not down on Derek Barnett by any means. This guy is only 23 going into year three. He's very young. He's a lot of potential. The Eagles feel really good about what they saw out of him last year. And talking to Jim Schwartz earlier this offseason, he was like, he doesn't even need to see so much out of Derek Barnett in terms of, like, he doesn't question the ability. He just questions the health. And I thought that said a lot in terms of how they feel confident in him.
Now I'm annoyed about that, though. He got hurt before midseason. It's June, so that would have been he got hurt, like, around Halloween. And it's June, and he's still not 100%. These are the slices. 23. Well, you're 23, Al. You heal in 2 days.
Yeah, you want.
I don't understand how long it takes these guys to heal. Brandon, maybe that's why they changed the medical staff again, right?
I would think so. I mean, you look at Mac Hollins. He was out for like 15 months.
What
it doesn't make any
about?
Sense.
These guys are young now. When you're our age, yeah, right. You rip an Achilles tendon, you limp the rest of your life.
Well, you don't want to. Do what happened with, send a guy out and get hurt again.
Let me run a couple of these by you. The one that I'm most interested in here is the NFC. Because tell me if I'm wrong, but I see two teams as real threats. The Rams and the Saints, right? 8-1 for the Eagles to win the NFC. That seems like a good bet for us, isn't it?
I think the Eagles are being slept on in the odds. I really do. And even going back to right after the Super Bowl, right after the Patriots won the Super Bowl, they already put out odds for the next Super Bowl. The Eagles are kind of low on that list. I feel like they're a good bet. I mean, I'm not saying they're like, oh, it's no doubt about it. You put all the money on them. I mean, they have things to prove, but they're in a spot where you can see the ceiling of that Super Bowl ceiling. Like, we know they can be in position if things go right. And you look at the NFC, Angelo, and the Rams don't even scare me. I mean, Doug Peterson beats Sean McVay every time. Jared Goff isn't as good as Carson Wentz. I think the Saints obviously are the ones that you have to – I mean, they beat the Eagles twice last year. So that's the one they have to figure out.
Brandon, hold on. I'm so glad you brought up that Sean McVay thing. Why does he always win polls as a better coach than Peterson? Peterson's beaten him every time, and Peterson won a Super Bowl. I don't get it.
I blame the media, Angela.
The media, explain that.
Because he's the hot new thing. He's this young guy. The NFL wants L.A. football to do well because they're back in the Los Angeles market, and they want to, like, pump him up. And meanwhile, Doug Peterson is over here, and there's nothing, sexy about, like, Doug Peterson. You know, he's not this young kid. He's not in some glamorous market like L.A., as the NFL would prop it up. So I think that's where the disconnect is.
All right, I got a Google assignment for the people out there because Gouton just used the term sexy, Al.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what's sexy about Sean McVay? Mm-hmm. His girlfriend. Oh, my. Ooh. Have you seen that, Brandon? People, when you get a moment, just Google Sean McVay girlfriend and allow yourself a few minutes. That's all I'm saying. For one last one, all right? Carson Wentz MVP. 16-1 odds on FanDuel. 16-1. Do you think that's a good bet? If he stays healthy, isn't he as good a choice as any in the NFL?
I think you look at that list of other candidates that are probably on there, and there are guys on there that you don't know for sure if they can win MVP. Carson Wentz, we know he can. He didn't win it, obviously, in 2017, but we know he would have. And the fact that I know he's capable of doing that, why wouldn't I think he could do it?
Well, you're 100% right. Bleeding Green Nation's awesome. What do you do the next 6 weeks, Brad?
I'll still be plenty busy. There's always something to do when it comes to the Eagles.
All right, because I got to be honest, I just wish it started today. I'm ready. I'm ready for the next season. It's awesome. You will feel like you're into football season if you go to Bleeding Green Nation. Always an honor and a pleasure, Brad. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.